You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling. We're making the walls shake like an earthquake. Drying your tears and opening your ears to the shellac in the rack of the juke in the back. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader and jukebox operator, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the last 5 weeks, we've been focusing our spotlight bright on the most important and influential independent rhythm and blues record label of all time, Atlantic Records. Last week in part 5, we finished up the year 1952 and began 1953. This week in part 6, we'll pick it up in 1953 and finish out this glorious year for Atlantic Records, where the hits just kept on coming. But it's winter 1953, and a few major events happened behind the scenes at Atlantic Records. First of all, co-founder Herb Abramson was drafted. You see, along with having a history in the record business with National Records, he was also a trained dentist, and the American forces fighting in the Korean War needed dentists. So with Herb gone from the scene, Ahmet Erdogan called up an associate, Jerry Wexler, who had been writing for Billboard magazine and was the cat who famously coined the phrase rhythm and blues in 1949 for Billboard magazine as they renamed their race records charts the rhythm and blues records charts. So we can basically thank Jerry Wexler for getting rid of the term race records, at least first in Billboard magazine, and then soon after, everywhere. So now Jerry was on the scene to help with A&R and production at Atlantic. Another thing that happened around this time was that Clover's lead singer, Buddy Bailey, was now in the Army. The Clovers needed a replacement, and so they looked to a guy who almost joined the group back in 1951. Charlie White, who in 1951 was on his way out of the Dominoes. But instead of joining the Clovers, he and bass singer Bill Brown left the Dominoes and formed the Checkers. After a great run of singles on the King label as the Checkers, but failing to have a hit record, Charlie White was looking for a new group, and the Clovers were looking for a new singer. And so, Charlie White joins the Clovers, and on March 4th, 1953, they only recorded 2 songs, and Charlie White was the leader on both of them. In June of 53, Atlantic issued record number 1,000, Here Goes a Fool, backed with Good Lovin'. The Charlie White-led Good Lovin' went to number 2 during the summer of 1953, and it's going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back. The Atlantic Records story, part 6, 1953. And here back on the scene and my record machine are the Clovers with Good Lovin'.
Good love.
That's the biggest hit of Big Joe Turner's entire career. Honey Hush, recorded May 12, 1953. It entered the charts in September and on December 5th went to number one, where it remained for 8 weeks. Man, that was a slow burner chart-wise. But hot, hot, hot on the shellac, you've got two sax solos. First, you have Dimes DuPont blowing the alto sax, and then Warren Hebrew taking a solo on the tenor sax. Joe Turner was living in New Orleans at the time, and Ahmet needed to get some recordings done. So he booked a studio at radio station WDSU, and that's where this session was held. And man, what a record, and it just exemplifies the kind of records that Atlantic was putting out in 1953. Which is the year that we're featuring this week on the Atlantic Record Story, right here on the Juke in the Back. It's part six, and we're going to go to a record that you never, ever hear these days. It's by Carmen Taylor. Taylor was a songwriter and a singer who recorded for Mercury, King, El Toro, Apollo, and of course, Atlantic Records. Sometimes she recorded with a backup group called the Boleros. Here we find her employing her tough rockin' sound, backed up by Mickey Guitar Baker, no less, on this great session from May 15th of 53. Can you dig it, baby? It's Carmen Taylor and Ding Dong.
Well, it was early one morning. I shook the no more.
Another fantastic outing for the Diamonds, one of Atlantic's great vocal groups, and their second of only three singles, I'll Live Again. Recorded on October 29th, 1952, but not released until mid-53. Up next on the Juke in the Back's Atlantic Record Story Part 6, 1953, Atlantic introduces another star whose career would start off slow, but would turn into a powerhouse for the label. Dolores Evans, also known early in her career as Dolores Williams. She was born on November 11th, 1929 in Chicago, and as a teenager, began singing around the clubs like the Club DeLisa, using the name Little Miss Sharecropper, which was an act that was loosely based on the very popular Little Miss Corn Shucks. That involved her playing a sort of country bumpkin character. She began recording with Eddie Sugarman Penegar's group in 1949 for RCA, then under the name Little Miss Sharecropper in 1951 for National Records, then as Bee Baker with Maurice King and his Wolverines for OK Records, and in 52 finally took the name Laverne Baker while recording for King and Todd Rhodes Orchestra. Probably the biggest record she sang on to date was Trying by Todd Rhodes Orchestra, when Ahmet Erdogan decided to take a chance on her. Her first recording session for Atlantic was held on June 13th of 53 and featured some top-notch jazz musicians. Freddie Mitchell on tenor sax, Pinky Williams on barry sax, legendary pianist Hank Jones, our old friend Babyface, Jimmy Lewis on guitar, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Vess Payne playing them tubs. It is one of the mysteries of history that this record did not chart. In my opinion, if Laverne Baker only recorded one song in her whole career, this would have been enough. It's Soul on Fire. Laverne Baker, as we feature 1953 and a should've been hit this week on the Juke in the Back.
Shiver, makes me tingle, and who brings my love and down? I played the love game before I met you. It's a game I've always won, but now you set my soul.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Greer Keen and Scott Moeller. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Oh, yes, I would if I only could. Oh, yes, I would if I only could. But I can't stop loving you like I do. You make me mad. You make me sad. You make me mad. Then you make me sad. But I can't stop giving my love to you. Sometimes I wish that I could love somebody new. But when you kiss my lips, I know I'm still in love with you. Oh, but I would if I only could. You know I would if I only could. But I can't stop giving my love to you.
A solid sender from a rhythm maker, Ruth Brown, getting down to the sound that's all around. And I would if I only could. It didn't chart, but it's number one in our heart. Recorded in New York City on April 10th, 1953. Yes, 53, the year we're featuring this week on the Atlantic Records Story. This is part six, right here on The Juke in the Back, and your weekly source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And now, Atlantic Records launches the career of another fantastic group, the Drifters. Ahmet Ertegun put them together around the talent of Clyde McFadder, who had just come off of a great career singing with Billy Ward and the Dominoes. Their first recording session for Atlantic was held on June 28th of 53, but Ahmet didn't really like the feel of any of the songs recorded that day, so they had a second session on August 9th. They tried the songs again, with Sam the Man Taylor on tenor sax, Mickey Baker on guitar, and a monster of a tune written by Jesse Stone, Money Honey, which entered the chart on Halloween of 1953, and made it to number one on November 21st, where it remained for 11 weeks. Now let's hear Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Ertegun explain on a clip from an interview I conducted with him a few years before his death, how he came about signing Clyde McFadder and forming the Drifters for Atlantic.
I went to hear the Dominoes because I loved Clive singing so much at Birdland, and I looked up and he wasn't in the group. And I asked Billy Ward, I said, what happened to Clive? So he said, oh, we fired him. I thought, oh, my God. I thought to myself, what great news. So I ran to the phone and found, got information and found A. McFadder in the phone book and called that number. And Clive answered the phone. And by the next morning, he was an Atlantic artist.
You know, the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeped through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, but honey, yes, but honey. With me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by the 3:30. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me. I said, my honey, 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 my honey, if you want to get along with me. She screamed and said, what's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through. I said, tell me, baby, face to face, how could another man take my place? She said, money, honey, money, honey.
Kiss of your lips, or whether it's the intoxicating fragrance of the perfume in your hair, or could it be just the nearness of you? Oh, I love you so much. I love you.
It won't be like the sunshine beaming from above. It makes my living sweeter, fills me full of love. It rocks my brain, soothes my pain, makes me want you, baby, till I'm nearly insane. Keep talking pretty, why you hold me tight?
you say it's soft and easy. I love you with all my might.
Holding you close like this, feeling the soft touch of your lips. Two hearts dancing high on a cloud, high in a heaven where only lovers are allowed. This is rapture. Darling, this is ecstasy. Oh, this is love.
Seem like it sounds so right when I know it's wrong. Cause it makes me want to love him all night long, sweet talk. Mad about your sweet talk. Yes, I've heard it before, but I'm begging for more of your sweet talk.
One more kiss, darling.
Ooh, Joe Morris is laying that sweet talk on Faye Adams. Thick, baby. Bandleader Morris had hired Faye Adams to replace the departing Lori Tate, who we heard a few programs ago, singing Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere. Sweet Talk was recorded on December 23rd, 1952, at Morris's final recording session for Atlantic. He would soon depart the label and take Faye Adams with him over to Herald Records, where she would rack up hits like Shake a Hand, Hurts Me to My Heart, and I'll Be True. Sweet Talk was Faye Adams' only record for Atlantic to appear under her own name. Earlier in the year, she appeared on a Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade record, That's What Makes My Baby Fat. Joe Morris, who had been with Atlantic since practically the beginning, was now gone. It's like a chapter had just closed on the early years of Atlantic Records. We're featuring part 6 this week in our multi-part special on Atlantic, covering its first 10 years, 1947 through 57. Right now, we're on 1953. And Ray Charles, who had been with the label since 52, still was unable to score a hit. Ahmet Erdogan was helping him find his own sound. And by this point, that meant sending him down to New Orleans to immerse himself with the musicians and the sounds of New Orleans. On August 18th, 1953, Ray recorded with Edgar Blanchard's band, which included Dimes DuPont on alto sax, Warren Hebrew on tenor sax, Edgar Blanchard on guitar, Frank Fields on bass, and Alejandro Smart on the tubs. Ray is, of course, playing the piano. His next New Orleans recording session would be held on December 4th with a completely different band. But here he is in August with Edgar Blanchard's group doing a song called Feeling Sad, and you can really hear how Ray is developing his own style. Here's Feeling Sad on the Juke in the Back and Atlantic Records.
I'll tell the story just once again, the way I love you, darling, it's a sin. You mended my heart, you broke once, baby. Now you've broken my heart again. Lying on my bed, I'm sick at home. My mother's dead and my father's gone. Said you'd stay here beside me, baby, and now you left and I'm all alone. I was in Korea in 51. I had no love and that was no home. I was sending you all my money, baby, and all the time you was doing me wrong. So now goodbye. If you call that cold, you left me here just to cry and moan. I'm about to lose my mind, baby. So why did you have to roam? Pray with me, boys. Please pray with me.
Another New Orleans cat and another New Orleans recording session with Ray Charles actually playing the piano on that one. Ridgely had been around the block a few times and was an alumnus of Dave Bartholomew's fantastic New Orleans group. He would have a couple of more singles for Atlantic before signing with local New Orleans label Rick Records. We were in November of 1953 and Atlantic Records issues another single from the Clovers. Remember, lead singer Buddy Bailey is in the Army, but he's singing lead on this record because Atlantic reached all the way back to a session from December of 1951 to pull out Coming On, which hit number 9 in December of 53. Here are the Clovers with Coming On as we feature Atlantic Records Part 6 this week on the Juke in the Back.
Dude. Do it.
his way. Canyon, I'm the latest addition to the woman's old companion. Coming on, coming on, I feel that coming on. I'm a hazy, kind of crazy, kind of groovy, kind of gone.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atlantic Records, and I'd like to bring back Laverne Baker and another song recorded at her first Atlantic session held on June 19th, 1953. This song features some smoking guitar licks from Jimmy Lewis and some tasty piano provided by jazz great Hank Jones. And it's this week's Great 78. Laverne Baker with the flip side of Soul on Fire, her first Atlantic record, and How Can You Leave a Man Like That?
Yeah.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Bartender service, please.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You've been sitting at the bar all day. Your juice now, baby, so be on your way. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You've had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start all over again. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Curfew is a quarter to two. You're sitting around here so drunk, you just don't know what to do. The house is all dirty, and the beds ain't even made. Around here yak, 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 and talking all out of your head. When I gave you my money, you said you weren't going far. And I come down here and find you drunk, with your elbows on the bar. The joint is fixing the clothes, so baby, grab your cup. The bartender done made his last call for whiskey, so drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. You had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start it all over again. Last call for whiskey, drink up.
Don't drag me, baby, I'm way over.
Last call for whiskey, drink up.
Turn me loose, man, I'm going down a big mess.
Last call for whiskey, drink up.
Go on home and leave me alone.
Last call for whiskey.
Choker Campbell and his band with Last Call for Whiskey. But that's not Choker Campbell singing. Choker's playing the tenor sax. Harold Young is singing that tune. Young recorded several records, but from what I can attain, all of them were done in 1953. Then he disappeared from the scene. Choker Campbell would go on to find greater fame as the band leader for the Motown Review during Motown's early years in the early 1960s. That song, Last Call for Whiskey, has a very Amos Milburn feel about it, both in the piano licks and the subject matter. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week, part 6 of our multi-part special on Atlantic Records. This week we focused on 1953, and in a moment we'll hear Atlantic's final release of 1953. That means next week in part 7, we'll focus on 1954, which really is Atlantic's golden year. Almost every release was a winner. So we're going to take our time with 1954. It's also the year that Atlantic started its first subsidiary label, Cat Records. I won't be featuring any records off the Cat label next week. We'll save Cat Records for the end of the Atlantic show run. The final couple of shows will be on Cat Records and Atlantic's other subsidiary label, ATCO. But until we come around again for part 7 of Atlantic Records, I'm Matt the Cat saying to you, soul. It's a feeling. And each week you get that feeling by listening to The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. So let's close down this week's program with the final record issued on Atlantic from the year 1953, and another one from an artist we heard earlier in the program, Carmen Taylor. This was recorded on October 21st and revolves around a popular New Orleans phrase, Big Mamu. She's calling her man a Big Mamu, basically saying that he's powerful and good looking. Here's Carmen Taylor closing down this week's Juke in the Back with Big Mamu Daddy. Have a wonderful week, everybody. I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Big Mamu Daddy, where did you stay last night? Big Mamu Daddy, where did you stay last night? You're all tied out and you sure don't love me right. Big Mamu Daddy, look around. Big Mamu Daddy, don't you frown. Big Mamu Daddy, treat me fair. Big Mamu Daddy, I want my share. Big Mamu Daddy, why did you go away? Big Mamu Daddy, why did you go away? Left out last night and came in at break of day. Mamu Daddy, don't wanna fight. Big Mamu Daddy, just me and you. Big Mamu Daddy, what you gonna do? Big Mamu Daddy, stay on my mind all day. Big Mamu Daddy, stay on my mind all day.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.